Why are you so worried? You'll get there when you'll get there. Just keep fucking going. This I had to keep telling myself every time that I'm writing or I'm producing a podcast or I'm working on my next song. This is your mind ranting. Thanks for tuning in. All right, let's get into it. So, last episode was about some of these scumbag guru courses and just the slimy tactics that they use as compared to guys like Alex Hormozi. Now, I did end up getting the course. I just started yesterday. The course being for copywriting and for sales. Even though I've done sales, I realized that I am incredibly terrible at it. So I hope to get as much out of this course. I actually hope to get more than what I paid for it, which wasn't a lot. It was about $300. I've spent money on stupider shit for that. I mean, I've spent money on guns that I don't even use all that often at the gun range. I've spent that kind of money on guitar equipment that I don't use. So this will definitely prove to be a challenge to myself to see if I just like spending money on shit and just doing none of the work for it. But like I mentioned in the beginning, you know, whether it's going to work right away or not, that shit's not up to me. That's up to the world. That's up to the audience. I have to be here and I have to be primed for the next 3 to 4, 5, 6 years to eat shit. So I'm 27 now, going on to 28 this coming October. So that's 9 months away. I'm ready to eat shit and to fail and to face as many setbacks as possible for the next 5 or 6 years, because I want to be able to say that, you know, I've taken the time to learn a skill. I've taken the time to iterate and to revise my work over the years. I want to be able to look back in the next, you know, 720 days and just look at the quality of work that I've put in the podcast, in my writing, even in writing music melodies, guitar melodies. So, I mean, you might just be in the same boat as me. You've been building a portfolio of work for the last few months, and you're just kind of stuck in the rungs. You're kind of just like, okay, I've done the work. I've taken the action, just like all these rich assholes tell me to do, and nothing's come of it. What the hell is taking forever? Well, I hate to break it to you guy, but it's just going to take some time. It's really going to take some time. I don't want it to take as much time, but I just got to live with it. You know, just hearing the words, just take action, sometimes can just rub people the wrong way, especially, like I mentioned, if it comes from rich fucking people who, you know, to a lot of people, they might have come out lucky. You know, it just makes you want to stop looking for advice on the internet. I get it. I mean, I fucking hate hearing that too. But I mean, at this point, taking action is the only thing that just makes sense in this journey that I've started. Yes, I say that I've started. I started this podcast a while back, and I started, you know, trying to take it serious the last year or so with a lot of setbacks and a lot of failures along the way. You know, when I decided to really give online writing a shot for the first time, I was consuming just article after article about how intelligent daily writers become after the long run. You know, oh, they're able to think faster. Their creative is just spontaneous. Their creativity is spontaneous. They just become, you know, curiosity churning machines. Their mental growth is exponential. It's almost limitless. The thing is, was that as long as I was consuming, I felt like I was pseudo growing. You know, what I forgot to understand, or what I haven't gotten over the fact, and I still do to this day, is, you know, a lot of the best writers have put out, and you could switch out writers with music, musicians, rappers. You could switch it with athletes or business acclimated, you know, savants or just savages. Any of those guys have put out an ungodly amount of work before people decided that they were important to look at or to listen or to revere about. You know, one thing that I finally kind of got over was this fact that, you know, you hear about guys like Floyd Mayweather, you know, guys who they make fun of the guy because apparently he can't read, but he has so much fucking money, but he's so disciplined. He's so consistent. I mean, I've heard stories where the guy goes out, he goes out with his buddies. I mean, he still socializes, but he's not drinking. He's not smoking. I mean, he's drinking water, right? I think even 50 Cent does the same thing, where he's mentioned in his book that when he's out and about, yeah, he's got his liquor, sponsorships and, you know, his own stuff that he promotes. But at the same time, the man is drinking water. Floyd, going back to Floyd, I mean, the guy apparently sprints or runs home after hanging out at the club. Just wrap your mind around that, okay? He runs home from the fucking club after just partying it up, hanging out with his boys, and just spending a shit ton of money. Because he has that discipline and he has that consistency to know. And I don't know if he's risk averse, you know. I don't know. He's probably not scared of this money going away. I mean, he's made a shit ton, but that's kind of like why I like Hormozy. You know, he's talked about him being risk averse, even being worth over $200 million. And, you know, and whatnot. So, I mean, these guys have put in a shit ton of work. They've had setback after setback. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's true. There's another piece of fucking advice that I got tired of hearing, was that people just see the overnight success and they forget that there are mounds of failures and ditches. Just a shit ton of setbacks that have been in place for the last 10, 20 years of the hard work. I mean, like I mentioned, I mean, all the best writers, athletes, CEOs, they've put in ungodly amounts of work before people decided that they were important to listen to. I myself am, you know, as I'm starting to get into the rhythm of becoming a published online writer, and I'm always cowering at the fact, the amount of work that I have to put in, where I think that one or two articles or, you know, one or two podcast episodes is enough. I know that I can put out more, even if it doesn't shorten the process. I mean, that's the hope too, right? You know, The more work output you put in, without burning yourself out, the better, and maybe the faster you're seen. But I'm not expecting that either. So, I mean, I was already cowering at the amount of work that I had to put in, with the newsletter and then, you know, with the daily writing, the Medium, the website as well. you know, the podcasting, trying to be consistent with it, especially this coming year. I mean, the only thing that really hasn't kept me from quitting, and trust me, I've admitted this to a lot of people and to myself, I am a fucking quitter. You know, I could get started, I could get going for a little bit, but then I just realized that I just need that instant gratification when I need it now. I need the cookie. I need the win right away, knowing that, well, every time I ask for that, every time I try to look for that win, it's never worked out for me. Okay. Right. So after 20 plus odd years of doing that, of trying to seek for the cookie or seek for that instant win, you would think I would have already switched that, but no, I did it. So just in the last year or so, I mean, the only thing that's really kept me from quitting the podcast completely and the writing and working on my music, I mean, besides, you know, trying to balance all that together, the only thing that hasn't had me quitting is the fact that I made up my mind to take the action no matter what the fuck happens. I've made up my mind to accept the years of quietness, the years of sucking. Yeah. I mean, many of others have gone through the same dilemma and happily paid their dues. I mean, Stephen King went through it. He went through it. Barry Gottschall. Charles Bukowski went through it as well. I mean, these guys went through scary shit to accomplish what they did. And, you know, I can't hate on that. I definitely can't hate on that. I mean, look at fucking even Rocky. Not Rocky. Sylvester Stallone and the story of Rocky. I mean, go look it up. The man forced, basically kind of willed himself and worked his way into not only, you know, producing the script for it, for Rocky, but also starring in it. That's pretty fucking cool. You know, like I said, I hate hearing that fucking phrase. Just take action. Just post the content. Just write the article. Just send the tweet. Just write on LinkedIn. Write on Medium. Take the chance to write an amazing email to your subscribers. I hated hearing that, but trust me when I tell you the consistency of great action will strengthen you against, you know, any of the haters. And it's really the only thing that you can control in your work. You know, you can't control the commenters. You can't control the trolls. You can't control how your audience takes things. You know, you're not going to win everybody over. There's going to be some goddamn haters. I get it. If the haters are creating themselves and doing something a lot better, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that, right? But it's just what it is, you know? Now that I have this course, I mean, I could spend 30 minutes on it and then work on copy for the next 30 minutes. Just a simple action of doing that. Where I could maybe cut out fucking the instant dopamine wins, you know? Because it happens. It happens. There's no fucking way that I can consider myself to be an extremely hard worker if I don't think I'm spending all 8 hours of a work day actually working, because my mind is elsewhere. So I mean, maybe still keep a couple of those hours where I could just, you know, do stupid shit, where I can play on my VR headset. That I'm not gonna lie, I like playing on my VR headset. I definitely want to do a review on the Meta Quest. Right, I've been playing a lot of Gun Club VR, but at the same time, maybe shortening that down to about 30 minutes where I can try to write another article for the following day, or work on the next newsletter, or post something on the website, or as I'm doing right now, where I wanted to record a podcast episode, but there's like 30,000 other things I would absolutely love to do. I wanted to pick up my guitar and write music, or I wanted to go take a walk. Now, those could probably be productive for me mentally, but I think me just being here presenting, you know, my case and all these other fucking people's cases for taking action for the 50th million fucking time. I don't know how many times I gotta keep talking about taking action. There's people who have done it bigger and better than me that have mentioned it, but this is kind of for like the little guys out there, you know, for the guys who are in that same, you know, 1 year to 2 year range where shit isn't going for them as good as it should be. And let me tell you, I am right there with you. Okay. Ahí estoy contigo. Okay. I get it. I know that feeling. I know that dread. Okay. I open up Buck and Russ's book maybe now once a week to remind myself this motherfucker keeps telling me, like, if I'm not down to struggle for a dream, or if I'm not down to struggle for a goal or a life that is profound and eventful, then I might as well just fucking give up now. I use him. I use, you know, guys like Hermosi. I use guys, you know, like Tim Denning. That, and by the way, that's the guy who runs the course that I bought, because I love his work. You know, I love hearing that this man fucking struggled through mental illness, and he's doing great things on Medium and his courses. So I mean, I was sold after a few months of reading stuff. You know, I look at those guys and I'm like, I'm so fucking far away, but then I can see the amount of action that I'm taking, that and taking whatever they have to share, and trying to use it to bolster myself up to realize that, yeah, I got a long way to go, but it's not as bad as I was starting the first time. Right now, I could be recording my first podcast episode ever, and truth be told, it would sound like dog shit because I would have just been using my phone, but now I have a microphone. Now I have a pop filter. I'm looking to update my headset. I'm even possibly thinking about doing video episodes as well. I mean, my mug's kind of ugly. I don't know who the fuck would want to look at that. But I'm glad to have started the podcast when I did. And now that I'm trying to take it a little bit more serious, because that means it's not as far as before. The same thing for writing. I could have held back the writing for the last 7 months. Okay, for the last 7 months since June, I could have stopped writing, or I could have started writing now, and I would have to catch up to the guy who's already written for 7 months straight. Even if his material is whack, you know, and I got to work on putting out a banger article, but you know, he's going to eventually hit that banger. Those banger articles, he's going to eventually be able to put out this banger shit. He's going to be sought after. People are going to recognize who he is. They're going to want to work with him. But because he got there sooner than I did, right? I mean, it's the same thing with investing, right? Got to get that shit done earlier. I mean, most of us should have started when we were in our early 20s. I started in my late 20s. I kind of have to backtrack a little bit right now, right? But I'm still trying to be consistent with that as well. So, again, can't stress this enough. This is just for those guys that are, you know, that they're finally got their foot on their whole, you know, they got their foot on the gas, they're working, but there's a huge fucking pothole in front of them. There's a huge incline that is on the way. There's going to be bumpy roads, and their car is only set up for rear-wheel drive. You will get there. You just got to move forward. You just got to take some fucking action, guy. Okay. The action will reveal two things, I think. It'll reveal that you're not as stuck as you think you really are. And second, it'll reveal that you can control what kind of life you want to live. And those two things should be more important than, you know, gaining whatever Ferrari or gaining whatever fucking Rolex Daytona Oyster Perpetual model you'll get, or a GMT2, or a Mega Mansion, or whatever whatever else your little heart desires. Those two things alone, and don't get me wrong, I would definitely be looking forward to those things when they get there, when the time does get there. Not because, you know, I want to feel confident wearing those things, but because I will feel so fucking relieved. I will feel so relieved knowing that I can go to the store, buy my cats some of the most luxurious food possible without having to worry whether I can go take my loved ones for lunch. I want to be able to go to the fucking gun range, or go Sam Ash, or, you know, Guitar Center, and buy some really nice gear for myself. So I can also use some of that money to pay for a guitar teacher to teach me to write, you know, compositions and to be, you know, a better musician. I want to be able to just be like, hey, fucking, I want to live just about in any single fucking state here in the country. Or maybe even some countries outside of America, be able to pay for my rent or pay for something in cash, and be like, here's the money, leave me the fuck alone. Just, that's it. I want to be able to have a paid off vehicle. Only thing I got to worry about is insurance and, you know, maintaining the shit out of it. I want to be just free. I want to be free, and that's the aim. For me, it could be, you know, that you do want that Rolex. You want to say you got what you got. And, you know, as I mentioned, there's things that I want to get that I want to get. But the reason I take the action, on top of, you know, knowing that I have to pay my dues, is because I am wanting to work towards that freedom to get whatever the fuck I want, and to be left alone. That's what I look forward to. So, take action. That's all there is to it. And that will conclude today's episode. If you guys like more, you know, hate-filled rants like this, or, you know, we're still trying to figure out how to be able to put more episodes out. Like I mentioned, we're trying to do one or two a week. Definitely check us out. Share this with those people that are, you know, they're slowly taking action, but they feel discouraged, because I know that exact feeling. I know what they're going through. And not saying that I go through it worse, but I mean, I'm consistently having like anxiety attacks on whether this shit's going to work or not. And I just have that belief that it will. It will. I believe that I'm smart enough to know that I can fix things, and I can turn things around for me in my life, that I can make all this work. It's going to take time. And fortunately, that's what I have. I have plenty of time, unless God decides to take me the next day or next week or next month. And I mean, I'm going to take the action that I need to take, and so should you. And so should your loved ones, whoever you decide to share this podcast with. So until next time, take care of yourselves. Be safe. Hasta luego. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Arigato. just take care. I'll talk to you guys in the next one.